Thank you, Gene. And as Gene mentioned, the Bator Award was established in 1989 in order to honor the late Paul Ann Bator, who was a professor at the University of Chicago Law School and Harvard. So it is all the more appropriate then that this year's recipient is also a member of the University of Chicago Law School faculty. That will be Professor M. Todd Henderson. Professor Henderson graduated from Princeton University with a bachelor's degree in civil engineering and with high honors from University of Chicago Law School, where he also served as an editor of the Law Review. After law school, Professor Henderson clerked for Judge Dennis Jacobs on the Second Circuit. Following his clerkship, he practiced appellate law in the D.C. office of Kirkland & Ellis and worked as a management consultant at McKinsey & Company. In 2004, he joined the faculty of the University of Chicago Law School, where he has been ever since. At Chicago, he has published widely in the fields of corporations, securities regulation, and bankruptcy. He has had his articles published in journals such as the Columbia Law Review, the Stanford Law Review, the Georgetown Law Journal, and the Northwestern Law Review. But there is more to the Bator Award than excellence as a legal scholar. That's why it's given out at the Student Symposium. This award is also meant to honor an individual who displays an outstanding commitment to mentoring and teaching, both inside and outside of the classroom. And as a current and former student of Professor Henderson, I can confidently say that this is where he truly sets himself apart. Now, all of us as members and leaders of student chapters of the Federalist Society pride ourselves on encouraging the robust debate of ideas and exposing our classmates to principles which are often underrepresented in our law schools. Professor Henderson is the epitome of these goals. In class, in the student lounges, and in private conversations, Professor Henderson constantly challenges his students and encourages them to think deeply about their views. Even more importantly, at a law school where faculty interest in the Federalist Society is not as high as it has been historically, Professor Henderson has always been a forceful advocate for the principles of this society. He is always there when the Federalist Society calls upon him, whether it is for advice in our careers or to provide commentary at one of our events. Even when it is on a topic he has absolutely no clue about, he does not hesitate for one moment before letting his views known. So for that reason, I feel like while this award was given for his excellence as a scholar and teaching and as a leader generally, I feel that the University of Chicago chapter of the Federalist Society in particular owes more to him than I can express in the time allotted for this introduction. So I'm especially grateful that at least I had the opportunity to actually physically present him with the 2010 Paul Ann Bator Award.
Thank you very much, Brock. That was the kind of introduction that only a father could write and only a mother would believe. So I'm not the featured attraction here. No one came here to hear me talk, so I will keep this short. But when you put a microphone in front of a law professor, you're bound to get something. When I was told that I was going to be given this award, my first question was, why? What was the purpose of receiving this award? Why me? Why at the student dinner? And I presume there was some rational explanation for this. And without looking too deeply within myself, because I didn't want to be too soul-searching, I realized that awards like this are not given without a reason. And being a Chicago person, the reason is incentives. We give people... We give people awards to create incentives. And I think there are two incentives, one for me and one for you. And I think the presentation, the student symposium is for a reason too. So for me, I look at that list of people and I don't belong in that list of people right now. I don't belong there with Robert George or Akhil Amar or John McGinnis or John Macy. The award is an incentive for me to earn my place on that list. I don't want to be 20 years from now the guy when they look down the list and say, wow, that's a bunch of really great thinkers, except for that guy. So it's about creating an ambition in me to live up to the award that I've been given. to build on the limited amount I've done and to earn the award. I think the reason it's presented here at the Student Symposium is because I was 10 years ago, 15 years ago, just like you. I was a student at a law school, no idea what I was going to do with my life, no idea what my ambition was. The path I chose, this one, to try to add something to the community of ideas, just one path you can take. But it's a recognition that Federalist Society students can achieve something. This isn't the goal that everybody should have. I see people here in the military. That's a great goal. There's great goals to be had in private practice, whatever your choice is. But to quote James Madison, whose face is on our logo, ambition must be, I'm paraphrasing here, ambition must be created to counter ambition. And there is inevitably a group of people at the American Constitution Society or the ACLU or some other organization that are meeting in a ballroom just like this somewhere. And they have ambition to take the country in a particular direction that I think is wrong-headed. And our ambition here among the students should be to live up to our ambitions, whatever those things are, and to provide the intellectual leadership for the next generation of conservative ideas. So with that, I thank Gene Meyer and Lee Otis and everybody at the Federalist Society, and I wish you all to fulfill your own ambitions. Thank you.